Thank you so much for joining me today, Sean.
Hey, definitely. My pleasure. How are you?
Good. A little bit of envy right now since you're joining us from Jamaica, but you are bringing the Scorcha Summer Hot Tour to the River Cree November 23rd. We are so excited about it. But I read last week you actually experienced an earthquake there. What was that like?
Yeah, I've experienced those growing up here. We have tremors, I guess, similar to LA or Japan. We're actually on the same fault line. It comes right around to this side. So we're used to having little tremors and stuff, but this one was, it lasted long. If you saw the video, you would see me saying at first, oh, we're having an earthquake, and I thought it was going to go, and then it continued, and it actually got a little heavier. So I ran like the wind. And everybody was like, where did you go? And I have to tell everyone, I ran to the same place I always run since I've been a kid, to the door jam. Been told it's the most safe place in our house. It has more steel in it. In Jamaica, we have a different building code than in LA or in the States, and we build with block and steel, and so the door jam is always more strong, and that's where I went.
You've been performing, making some of the best dance and, may I say, workout music. It's my favorite to run to for like 20 years now. Has being in the music industry changed at all? Like, do you feel like you can navigate it better and you're more sure of yourself now than you were when you first started?
Oh, when I first started, it was all a blur as well, and just like now to me, because things have changed so much. Same old, same old. I'm just feeling my way through, you know. When I first started, there was no social media, and technology in the studio was different. So the ways you would have to get your work known is through the streets, or the radio was very important, and videos. Now those things have changed. So it's about, you know, just staying on top of what you can utilize. For instance, AI is brand new. And yes, it's kind of daunting looking at the future saying, oh, it's going to write my songs now or sing my song for me. But with all of that, you find ways to use whatever it is. So AI, I've just put it in two new videos that I have to just kind of utilize what it is. And it kind of makes the video look a little half cartoonish and puts scenes in that we didn't shoot. So it kind of brings out a lot more color and excitement. Then, you know, you just have to kind of move with the flows. And that's it. The bottom line for me is I do music and I like to produce songs. So all of this other stuff comes with it. And there's, you know, interchangeable. Back in the day, it was only radio and like print media and streets, and now there's a couple other factors like social media and stuff like that, and there's many different social media, so it's a little challenging, but you just kind of feel your way around.
Well, you bring up, you know, new technologies and stuff like that. You've got the OG fans like me. Thanks to things like TikTok, you've got a whole new generation of fans too. So what's that like, being on stage and looking out and just seeing the age range?
That's been awesome, actually, to tell the truth, because you're always told in this career you're as big as your last hit. You kind of worry about your longevity, or at least I did and I have. And so it's been awesome to see younger crowds connect through things like TikTok, but also just being in the audience. I'm an active elder statesman. And so I want to see my crowds jump with me. And the younger crowds definitely give me the energy to do that. So it's been awesome.
And add to that too, you've just released a merch line, I think last month, called Dutty Yeah. So tell us about that.
Yeah, Dutty Rock. It's been around. I've done it off and on over the years. This is just us revamping with a new company. We've had different relationships with different companies. And, you know, as you know, relationships change as well. And I decided to switch over. So this is a new company that we're working with that's facilitating our needs. And there's more design come in, but it's been awesome to see people support me in that way as well, not just with the music. When I'm not in the building, if you wear a cap that says Dutty on it, then I'm kind of there, so to speak. So my presence is there. So it's been awesome seeing and feeling that support.
Will you be bringing some of that merch when you come to Edmonton?
Yeah, we're coming through with a few.
Well, you've collaborated, you've worked with so many people, you know, Busta Rhymes, Kelly Rowland, Sia. Who is someone that you haven't worked with yet, but you would love to work with?
I usually always big up Alicia Keys, and she's awesome. But also, this being the age of AI, I could shoot for a Bob Marley or something like that now. It probably won't be appreciated in terms of the roots people. If you use your imagination, you put many combinations together. I see people doing it now. Maybe in the future, there'll be times where I'm able to put out a song with an AI voice from someone who I revere that's no longer with us.
So far, far, the snow has held off, so we will do our best to keep it away because, you know, coming from Jamaica could be a bit of a weather shock.
Yo, even let me tell you something. Even if it snows, I'm going to come there to melt it. So you all don't have nothing to worry about. Coming true, scorching, you know what I mean?
November 23rd, the River Cree. The link to his website and to get tickets, both are on oursravenradio.ca. Sean, thank you so much.
And thank you. The song Summer Hot and the whole tour is not about the summer. It's about the summer hot bodies. Big up to all the ladies with the summer hot bodies that keep it year-round, four seasons. I'm coming to see you. You can come and party with me as well. It's going to be awesome.
It's because of you they have those summer hot bodies, because I'm telling you, those are the songs you hear in the gym.
Hey, dope.